议程的第五项的了，就是南港岛线东段项目的最新进展。在这里欢迎以下代表出席今天的会议，有路政署代表、总工程师铁路拓展伍德荣先生，高级工程师南港岛线华维清先生，运输署代表高级工程师优先铁路发展陈展荣先生，港铁公司代表公共关系经理项目及物业的周家慧女士，高级统筹工程师黄伟伦先生，高级建造工程师土木曾向强先生，还有就是高级建造工程师土木李子恒先生。咁啊，请港铁公司咧系精简嘅介绍你呢个文件吓。
系，
多谢黄生。
希望由西向东快啲吓。咁啊，我哋好快交代个报告，其实主要同以前嘅报告基本上一样啦，那个 agenda。咁呢度讲翻我哋走线啦，我谂都冇需要多讲啦。咁就里边嗰、那个逐个里边嘅，我会用啲相去介绍啦，即系除咗文字以外。咁就呢度就是金钟啦。咁金钟其实我哋而家咧就主要系喺呢一个我哋叫做這個 emergency shaft 那裡一直做一個爆破啦，落樓下啦，咁差不多去到個底㗎啦，咁就準備橫過去這個金鐘道啦。咁另外一邊呢就是中間這一部分啦，咁就是那個我們做緊，即是這邊是我們現在的站啦，咁其實我們的站向後即是 extend 出來，即是做大出來。咁而家其實第一層就基本上做完㗎，而家做緊第二層嘅嘢啦，咁就差唔多去到我哋站大堂嗰個咁上下高度啦。咁呢度就去到喺英國文化協會嗰個部分啦。咁呢度我哋其實已經呢張相都已經過咗少少時㗎啦，而家其實我哋嗰、那個那個爆破嗰、那個冚住嗰塊嘢咧，其實已經全部做曬，即係前面呢啲咁嘅鐵嘅嘢，其實已經裝曬落去啦。咁而家有個冚住，咁啊準備就應該係今個希望喺今個月裏邊咧，我哋會做第一次嘅爆破啦。咁就呢度就開始一路爆落去做嗰、那個樹井嘅工程啦。咁呢度入到嚟南區啦。咁就呢一部分就係喺南豐隧道出嚟嗰部分啦。咁嗰、那個呢一、這個就石屎，成個石屎冚住個隧道啦。咁將來嗰個醫院個發展就會喺呢個石屎嘅以上去做啦。咁呢邊呢就係我哋嗰、那個入去嗰個南豐隧道嗰個口啦。咁南豐隧道裏面呢，其實我哋而家做到多過800米㗎啦，已經入咗去。咁就你見到其實黃色呢一架呢就係、是、一啲所謂防水料啦。咁我哋其實已經一路向前面炸，咁後面嗰800米嘅嘢就一路做緊防水呀，跟住就做緊嗰、那個我哋叫做即係整返啲石屎嘅 lining 呀，咁樣去冚返，即係做返好條隧道出嚟。咁呢度就過咗喺啱啱喺隧喺個黃竹坑道嗰一部分啦，即係出咗去香港仔隧道收費廣場之後，咁其實呢度成段嘅高架橋都已經起好，呢張相都過咗少少時啦。咁就其實而家你行出去到已經見到有啲白色嘅嗰啲我哋叫做隔音屏障已經起咗喺度啦。咁其實嗰啲屏障我哋會有返綠色嘅，即係我哋一路以嚟都講我哋個隔音屏障係綠色㗎啦。咁一路我哋一路做緊啦，做曬而家就會喺呢完成咗上面做隔音屏障啦。咁呢度就跟住就去到海洋公園站啦。咁你見到而家右手邊呢度海洋公園啦，咁打橫嗰條海洋公園嘅行人橋呢，接駁橋去返我哋嗰、那個站台嗰、那個高度嗰條行橋，其實已經差唔多做好啦，爭少少嘅啫。咁就係咁呢一部分啦，咁就我哋其實而家已經做好咗嗰、那個底部啦，咁跟住一路做返上嚟啦，咁去到而家去到呢個大堂嗰個高度啦。咁呢度就去到差唔多係海洋公園迴旋處隔離個位置啦。咁呢度我哋做緊明渠個擴闊工程啦，咁同埋一啲裝柱嘅工程，即係將來頂住將會喺呢度起剩返嗰一段嘅高架橋嘅工程。 咁我哋希望即係旱季，即係而家差唔多仲有一個月唔夠嘅時間啦，就旱季完嘅之前呢，我哋盡量可以做好晒呢度喺個明渠裏面嘅工程。咁呢度去到海洋去到黃竹坑站啦，咁呢度其實你都睇幅相都好清楚啦，見到嗰、那個即係嗰條鐵路嗰、那個高度啦，同埋嗰個月台，即係啱啱有一節嘅有個高度嘅分別嘅。咁呢就下低啲嗰度呢就已經係個個行車嗰、那個位呢，就係將來會鋪條路軌內個位置啦。咁上面呢就啲人企喺度等車個位置。咁再下一層呢就係個大堂。咁大堂亦都已經基本上個樓層成層都完成咗㗎啦。咁上面呢層都做得七七八八啦。咁跟住過咗黃竹坑站就去到呢、這個東華三院嗰部分啦，同埋即係熟食市場嗰度。咁熟食市場嗰段係比較上我哋有啲難度嘅，因為嗰度其實唔夠地方啦。咁我哋最近先至做到嗰、那個交通改道措施之後，我哋先可以開始做一啲裝柱。咁所以而家我哋就調返轉呢，就喺聖神修院嗰邊一路裝緊一啲預製件過嚟。咁其實而家應該都裝得幾多下㗎啦，咁埋到去過咗呢、這個復康中心，咁就向緊大王爺廟嗰邊進發啦。咁呢度返返轉頭就睇返我哋嗰、那個車廠啦。咁車廠其實而家見到其實好多裝柱，即係好多柱已經起曬度。咁其實呢啲柱同柱之間呢，將來就係一啲泊車嗰啲軌啦。咁啲將來啲車泊入嚟個車廠呢，就一列一列一列咁樣泊喺呢啲裝啲柱中間。咁其實呢張相都係有少少過時㗎啦。咁而家其實已經上蓋喺呢一部分呢，就已經係落緊石屎去做嗰、那個上蓋㗎啦。樓面即係樓面啦，就係上蓋係。咁呢度就去返個橋啦，咁就喺香港仔海峽呢一度啦。咁喺黃竹坑嗰邊嗰條橋呢，其實已經完成咗㗎喇喺嗰度。咁就主要就喺返鴨脷洲呢邊就延伸過去啦。咁呢度個起法就要兩邊一齊起嘅，咁即係嗰條橋先至平衡，咁就可以跟住兩邊駁埋。咁其實我哋預計應該係五月啦，四月或者五月到呢，就應該可以駁埋兩條橋㗎喇。咁呢度入到去鴨脷洲啦，咁喺深灣軒左邊呢度我哋做緊一個明刮回填嘅工程啦。咁啲隧道其實呢度都完成咗幾大部分㗎啦。咁而家做緊嘅嘢呢，就係前最主要係呢度以前係個路嗰個位置啦。咁我哋其實個裝柱工程差唔多做晒㗎啦，咁就開始向下低就挖掘落去啦。咁同埋以前嗰、那個那個行人橋嗰個斜坡呢，即係嗰個斜坡連接行人橋嗰、那個我哋都已經拆咗㗎啦。咁就呢度挖落去之後呢，就會好似呢一邊咁啦，一樣做返一啲石屎嘅隧道喺度啦，咁就完成成個呢一段嘅工序啦。咁當然呢度我仲要以前講過啦，條路我哋要發返過嚟之後呢，呢度我哋再要做啲防水嘅工程，咁先至叫做完成嘅。咁呢段其實係我哋最淺層嘅隧道嚟㗎啦，差唔多，咁就即係啱啱喺啟正條路上面嘅啫。咁呢度就去到利東 A 出口呢，即係大街對住個位置。咁大街嘅位置其實我哋嗰、那個地基嘅工程已經即係嗰部分已經完成咗㗎啦。咁就咪即係應該係佢哋叫做 foundation 已經完成咗啦。咁其實已經開始係向嗰條隧道入面進發啦。咁而嚟到呢個係利東嘅 B 出口啦。咁 B 出口嗰、那個個部分，其實我哋個裝柱即係圍住個邊嘅裝柱亦都已經叫做做完咗㗎啦。咁就而家開始向下挖掘啦。咁嚟緊其實我哋會有已經見到有啲支架做咗出嚟，咁就係一啲即係將來我哋會做爆破之前呢，會有一定嘅覆蓋住嗰個爆破嘅，咁就有啲隔音嘅設施呀，各樣嘢。咁而家一路做緊呢一樣嘢。咁呢一部分呢，我哋應該係下半年我哋會開始做爆破啦。應該係講緊嚟緊下一季我哋會開始做爆破㗎啦。咁都係做一個樹井啦，落去落返去就駁返過去個車站入面。咁呢度就去到海怡啦，東商場對出個部分啦。咁我哋啱啱開返咗嚟南道之後呢，咁就呢邊有車開始入返嚟海怡啦，咁海怡變咗兩邊都有車入啦。咁就 呢一度咧，我哋又新攞翻呢一個部分咧，我哋開始可以做呢個裝柱啦。你見到嗰啲鋼板喺呢度啦，咁其實呢個就係將來我哋做完咗裝柱之後咧，可以擺翻個鋼板上去咧，就做翻一個鋼板嘅路面。咁完成咗之後咧，我哋就可以放翻條路出嚟，咁就喺我哋就喺下邊做嘢。咁其實上次我哋去參觀嘅時候，部分議員去參觀嘅時候都落過去個鋼板下低噶啦。咁就喺呢一節啦，就係上次就喺啱啱由利南道轉入嚟呢一部分啦。咁其實我哋而家見到呢度呢一部分咧，就係嗰個窿個位置咧，我哋就係即係我哋啲泥就喺度夾上嚟啦。咁上一次我哋大家都落咗下低啦。咁其實喺下低嗰個挖掘咧，已經係差唔多去到玉桂山個山腳嗰度噶啦。咁即係成個海怡站就喺呢一條宜南路一路去到先東商場個位置啦。咁呢度就影返玉桂山啦，玉桂山我哋起緊一個機房大樓通風及機房大樓嘅工程啦。見到而家呢個邊呢個部分呢，就其實係將來個機房大樓後面嗰埲牆，即係唔係嗰個機房大樓埲牆啦，即係個山嗰埲牆啦，我哋會喺個山呢埲牆後面呢就會起個機房大樓。咁其實而家一路就將個機即係嗰個山喺度用明爆嘅方式一路降低佢嘅高度啦，咁就會一路降到去路面嗰個位置啦。咁跟住我哋就會起返個大樓啦。咁而家呢度就因為之前嗰個水管嗰、那個轉由舊呢條水管啦轉咗去新條水管啦，咁我哋而家就追緊呢一部分嗰個高度。咁做完咗呢個高度之後，我哋希望成個一個平面咁樣好快就一路可以用明爆嘅方法去做落去。咁呢度入咗去隧道爆破啦。咁隧道爆破就我哋而家其實去到海怡方面已經差唔多完成㗎喇，向海怡方向，咁去到利東就去到利東站嗰個位置啦。咁呢度我哋介紹臨時交通管制措施呢，咁我呢度我唔直時間關係我唔會即係逐個講啦。咁其實最主要呢就臨時交通管制措施，其實我哋所有主要嘅臨時交通管制措施已經全部實施咗㗎喇。咁基本上交通情況都係可以接受嘅。咁嗰、那個嚟緊我哋就會係一路喺可以嘅情況之下呢，慢慢將啲路呢就會放返出嚟。咁因為我哋個工程其實係對個區裏面嘅交通係會有一啲改善嘅措施，尤其是喺黃竹坑啦。咁我哋希望一路我哋放啲路出嚟嘅時候，個交通情況係可以改善嘅。咁最後可能我介紹少唔係最後我嗰部分啦，最後咁呢個爆破工程。咁爆破工程呢，我哋喺黃竹坑嘅黃竹坑車廠嗰部分我哋已經完成咗啦。咁而喺頭先講啦，喺鴨脷洲度返出嚟啦，咁就第一個就嗰個機房通風大樓啦，咁我哋而家每日做緊一次爆破啦，就係、是、做一個明爆嘅方式啦。而條隧道啦，就向海怡方向呢一邊呢，其實差唔多做完㗎啦。咁就向住利東呢，我哋去到利東嗰個車站嗰個位置啦，而家做緊車站嗰部分。咁而家其實最喺最高峰嘅時候，我哋預計呢都會一日有機會爆到四次嘅。咁而去到另外就係南風隧道啦。南風隧道我哋而家亦都係一日係二至三爆，唔係一日係二至三兩爆嘅，一日而家係兩爆。咁南風隧道一路向緊金鐘方向進發啦。咁社區部分我交俾許。
唔該，黃生。咁喺社區聯絡方面咧，咁我哋喺一月份嘅時間咧，我哋都係安排咗一個鴨脷洲隧道嘅工地咧，係參觀嘅活動啦。咁好多謝議員咧係出席咗我哋嘅活動。我哋希望透過呢一個活動咧，係令到大家係更加了解喺我哋嘅工程啦，同埋隧道爆破工程上邊咧嘅一啲嘅艱難嘅地方啦，同埋一啲嘅重點嘅介紹嘅。咁另外咧喺今年嘅二三月咧，我亦都舉行咗第九次嘅社區聯絡小組嘅。咁亦都係同地區咧係保持一個緊密嘅聯絡啦，係update翻有關我哋嘅一啲嘅工程嘅進度。咁一啲補充呢，就係關於我哋嚟緊我哋奇力灣海旁休憩用地方面呢，咁我哋喺琴日呢亦都係 邀请咗议员咧去做一个实地嘅考察啦。咁就个当地用休憩公园嘅守则方面咧，亦都系采纳咗议员嘅建议啦。咁有关嘅修订嘅细则咧，亦都系夹附咗喺今次嘅议会嘅文件里边嘅。咁而我哋嘅休憩公园咧，就将会喺我哋嘅3月21日咧就会正式启用。咁亦都今次我哋诚邀咧系有各位议员咧，到时有时间咧系可以拨允出席我哋嘅开幕典礼嘅。我哋嘅报告系咁多，唔该。
好，就好啦。好，咁啊，就大家睇下听下议员嘅意见啦，或者咧就住麒麟湾公园嗰个公园休憩空间嘅守则嗰度咧，大家都可以俾啲意见。不过我哋寻日已经有几位议员咧，就去即系去视察咗个麒麟湾公园，同埋都就住呢个公园嘅守则咧，都有啲嘅讨论。咁啊，听下有冇议员发表意见？司马文议员
，I was not at the Kennet Bay Park, but I will be very interested in getting a draft of the rules. So that will be of the latest rules. Chairman, my district is very happy with the work with the MTR. We had a community liaison group meeting last night, and everybody was talking about how the learnings of the working with the MTR could be taken forward to the rest of the community of Hong Kong. There are a number of things that were learned. One is the use of tachographs in the trucks used during waste management, so that we can control the speeds of trucks, and it's been very effective. And we like to recommend that to the entire of Hong Kong for construction projects, so that we have greater safety on our roads. The second thing that we learned is that when we measure noise and the noise nuisance, the technical memorandum of the EIA probably is insufficient. The standards of 75 dB is probably too high. We may want to lower that so that people have less noise from projects, which makes it more expensive for projects, but more difficult for projects to adhere to. But those improvements can be made. But also that how they are being measured. We learned that the measurement standards being used for noise, it's a term called LEC 30 and LEC 5, that we would prefer to have, and it's a very technical issue, a LEC 5 monitoring throughout Hong Kong, so that the intermittent noise of construction work, which is what really is bothering people and residents, can be controlled better. But those are the two changes that will be required on an EPD level. But those are the things we have learned by working closely with the MTR and with the community. And we want to make sure that learning is not just for the residents of Pok Fu Lam, but that the whole of Hong Kong can benefit from that in the future. So those are a suggestion. I want to make sure that that's properly recorded in these minutes. Chairman, I have not seen, and I've asked for this before, is what will Hung Yip Road look like at street level? When I walk in Hung Yip Road, going in and out of the new hotel developments and the new properties, and I walk inside on the street of Hung Yip Road, what will it be like to walk there? What will it look like when I look at the station? It is the PTI area, which is controlled by the transport department and not by the MTR, but I still haven't seen what will it be for me on the ground, for the tourists on the ground, for the workers on the ground, our future residents, our future owners of buildings there. What will it be? We haven't seen it. Can we see it?
好，跟住张石容议员。
唔该，主席。咁其实咧，讲翻琴日睇个麒麟湾嘅公园咧，我哋当时都觉得个感觉都几好，都俾咗啲意见。咁都有，我都有赞下港铁。咁不过咧。即係主席，其實喺上次會議同埋不同嘅會議咧，我都有追問過咧，我哋鴨脷洲橋道下邊嗰個工地咧，佢係將會咧做一個寵物公園噶嘛？我成日都提問有冇個設計，有冇個相嗱？呢個麒麟灣個休憩處咧，同設計同建造咧都要年多時間。咁我就希望咧，嗰個設計圖咧係可以俾到我哋睇咗。嗱，嗰個地方有幾大？你哋預計係點樣做？應該阿黃生嗰度咧係有資料嘅。睇下你係喺即係可能喺下次會議啦，盡快咧即係提交俾我哋，即係俾下意見啊咁樣。咁另外咧就都講講咧就 講翻利東站嗰、那個出口 A 出口嗰個升降機。咁上次都有提到，咁黃生都講過話個載客嗰個客機咧會係13人，咁我就話唔收貨嘅，睇下而家有冇進展，睇下黃生嗰度有冇進展啦。咁另外咧都睇到咧就利東咧嗰、那個 B 出口嗰度咧就會進行爆破啊！我想問咧。呢、這個爆破嘅工程咧，我哋會持續到即係嗱，你而家呢一季開始咧就會做啊，咁會持續到幾耐咧？整個爆破，同埋仲有想問一下咧，呢、這個南港島線嘅工程係咪你哋預期個順利嗰個情況係咪你哋預期之內嘅順利嘅完成咧？咁樣咁點解咧？其實好多居民都擔心問到咧，2015年係咪可以通到車呢？咁我想係了解呢方面，唔該主席。
嗯，好，冇人舉手，我哋呢個議程佢哋回覆咗之後，我哋就結束啦喎，因為我哋時間都差唔多噶啦。嗯，咁樣好，咁啊，黃偉倫先生。
多謝主席啊。咁我諗可能嗰個設計圖啦，有關個公園設計圖啦，咁可能我哋揾啊揾翻阿容姐同埋可能徐永華議員啊，你攞啲意見先，咁我哋可以執一執，可能舉個設計，我哋先至再同大家分享啦。咁有關利東 A 嗰度咧，咁其實我哋翻去做咗一定嘅工作，咁啊發覺即係無論喺位置啦，同埋嗰個即係設計上邊咧，都有難度去再加大架 lift 嘅。咁所以嗰度我諗要加大架 lift 咧嘅機會就應該唔係好大。咁但係我哋其實計過嗰、那個即係我哋 foresee 到嘅人流啦，咁同埋嗰個載客量啦，同埋有關個 lift 嘅速度啦，咁嗰個成個嘅 surface level 咧，其實我哋覺得係足夠嘅。咁至於利東 B 出口咧，就阿李先生會俾個時間啊。
咁多謝阿容姐提問啦。咁關於個利東 B 咧、那個出入口個爆破個時間啦，咁我哋而家預計咧成個利州啦個爆破咧，去到今年嘅第三季，咁應該會完成噶啦。咁我相信都啲居民都可能都忍受多幾個月嘅時間啦。咁我順利嘅情況咧，其實而家喺我哋個904個合約啦，喺亞庇州段嗰度咧，咁其實都相當順利嘅。咁但係2015年通唔通到車咧？咁我暫時都答唔到你呢個問題，係啦。咁但係我哋都成個團隊咧都作為一個目標嘅，咁去到2015年咁要通車嘅嚇。
補充翻，因為我哋嘅工程一路嚟講都好順利嘅，咁我哋係我哋 target 我哋完成嘅時間都會係2015年嘅時間嘅嚇。
嗯，好。
咁最後我想講一講有關咁多謝司馬仁議員啦，即係對我哋個工作嘅認同啦。咁同埋嗰個我哋會繼續同政府一路好緊密咁合作啦，但係即係有啲好嘅 practice 有冇辦法可以喺其他地方都一樣去用啦。咁至於香葉路嗰個下低嗰個設計咧，我諗我哋應該上次答應咗，我哋係11月翻嚟會有一啲可以俾大家睇得到，即係會清楚少少個設計個樣係點樣嘅。咁我諗我哋繼續會用呢個時間表嚇。
嗯，好，冇啦，係嘛？咁好啦，林啟輝議員。
主席，我本來唔出聲嘅。
嗯。
突然之間今日爆出咗話2015年唔明確、唔肯定可以通車。嗱，即係我呢度咧，因為我係嗰個社區聯絡小組啊，從來都冇講到呢個問題噶嚇，即係因為今日錄音啊，我特別要強調。
好，張石榕議員，你都係問呢、這個係嘛？哦，你好，咁你講埋。
主席唔好意思啊，不滿啊黃生嗰個答覆啊，其實喺上次嗰個會嗰度咧，就係講嗰個升降機咧，其實爭幾多錢啫，13人加到18人。你係咪即係你港鐵係咪就著為咗呢少少咧？定係實係有好多理由嘅，又話個位置嘅問題啊，地方嘅問題啊，唔夠大啊。其實你哋一知道嘅時間，你應該預咗噶啦。即係我唔接受，即係哇13人，同埋仲有我想問一下 嗰部升降機咧係咩形式咧？係係嗰啲電即係油 lift 啊！我知道有一隻咧叫油 lift， 究竟係咩種類嘅 lift 啊？唔該，主席。
嗯，好，仲有冇啊？嗱，最後啦，即係冇提問，我哋真係截止啦，唔再提問啦嚇。好。咁啊，黃生先，
我諗好講翻啦。咁再講咗個 lift 先啦。咁其實個 lift 其實個設計，其實如果大家知道個歷史咧，其實係由一個消防 lift 度轉過嚟嘅。咁所以其實嗰、那個設計上其實已經係一個後期嘅改動嚟㗎啦。咁其實我哋係喺好有限嘅地方裏面去做。咁至於個 lift 嗰個運作咧，其實都係一個機械嘅 lift 嚟嘅，就唔係油壓 lift 嚟嘅。咁所以嗰、那個即係運作速度咧就會快啲。咁同埋雖然嗰度五層樓啦，咁但其實淨係得地底同埋上翻去路面一层一个或者中间就唔会停嘅，咁所以即系嘅成个嗰个运作咧，应该系非常即系比较上系畅顺啦，咁同埋上上落落都系嗰一部 lift， 咁所以就应该系足够嘅载客量嘅。咁至于嗰、那个我哋嗰个完成嘅时间咧，咁其实我哋喺而家嚟讲，我哋都系用2015年系我哋见得到可以做到嘅时间嚟嘅。咁当然啦，即系作为工程人员咧，咁其实我哋有好多即係可能不能預見嘅嘢，尤其是地底啦。咁所以就我哋而家順利，但係即係我哋會一路即係同大家 update 住大家啦。如果我哋見到一啲我哋未預見得到而有困難嘅地方，咁即係嚟緊我哋即係暫時我哋係見唔到有一啲嘢係會令到我哋2015年係開唔到車嘅嚇。咁即係當然即係呢個我哋一定冇人知道地底會有啲咩啦。雖然已經做咗好多探討嘅工作，
嗯，好，即係你而家都係非常之順利嘅，都係喺嗰個時間表嗰度去進行緊嘅，即係以而家咁嘅情況就唔會推遲嘅，即係冇呢個情況嘅。咁啊好啦，咁啊好多謝港鐵公司今日嚟到介紹翻我哋南港島線東段項目嘅工程嘅進展，咁啊希望你哋繼續同區議會同埋地區保持溝通啦。咁我哋公園麒麟灣公園嗰度，即係大家都冇意見嘅，咁啊即係都地地可以繼續去進行噶啦，好嘛？咁多謝大家啊，唔該曬，咁都結束呢個議程。